Welcome back to TipDB Finance, where I'm joined by my co-host Alan Green, CEO at Brown Communications, and by our very dapper guest, Mike Van Dulken, head of research at Ascendo Markets. How are you today, Mike?
Very well, thank you.
Why do you say dapper? Because you wear a suit and I don't. So compared to me, you know it's. The market surprised people over the weekend or going into Sunday night, Monday. Was it a surprise to you?
No. I mean, a very straightforward relief rally. You know, markets getting a bit of uncertainty off their chest. Those hopes of a very pro-business, pro-banking eventual winner, hopefully in the French second round election, but it's by no means a done thing. I mean, the numbers at the moment are, what, 60-40 in favour of Macron. Mm. I mean, those numbers aren't a million miles from what we saw for the UK referendum and Trump. So right now, I mean, it's a relief rally, and the hopes that the Le Pen voters have already done what they wanted to do. How many more are there? So it's going to come down to much to defection, tactical voting, and abstention. It could be much more complicated than I think anyone really gives it credit for.
Mike, do you think if Le Pen had come out in front of the weekend, do you think we'd have seen the same rally yesterday?
I mean, it was so tight. I mean, I can't remember the numbers exactly, but it was 4 points between the top four candidates. It was, I think, less than 1.5 points between the top two, not even a third of a point between three and four, and only 2.5 between two and three. It was incredibly tight. So it could have easily been Le Pen slightly in front. Mm. But that doesn't mean just yet, because the second round is more important. And after that, let's not forget that Macron's an independent. He has no legislative power, even if when he comes in as president. So he's rallying around the troops,
chaos,
trying to get local representation from the legislative.
Hollande's got behind him now, hasn't he? So I mean, that's what normally happens in the French elections, is that when there's a clear runner, they'll vote tactically to make sure that Le Pen's kept out of the picture.
This is a new era in terms of whether people. I mean, you look at people who maybe voted for Fillon. Can they stomach Macron, or they say, do you know what, sod it, I'll just go for Le Pen? Yeah. I mean, that can't be underestimated, which way it goes, and the spread between extreme right and extreme left. I mean, this is huge. But those legislative elections in June, great, around the same time as our own on this side. I mean, that's going to make things. By no means has the political uncertainty gone from Europe for the next month or so.
No.
Let's have a look at the charts that you brought in, Mike, starting off with the FTSE 100.
Yes, so we saw that nice rally, so you can see that the gap down around 7,120. We gapped up on Sunday night in Asian trading, and we thankfully overnight came back to test 7,150 for support before rallying hard. And it's not the most perfect of bullish flags, but the fact we broke above 7,255 yesterday and have held above it overnight bodes well for, I think we've even tested 7,260 there. You can see that long lower wick bodes well for potential another leg higher that could see it complete around the highs of the prior week. It's not a huge move, but it keeps us within touching distance of the all-time highs on the index, which are just a bit further back from there, about 7,448 or thereabouts from the end of March, I believe.
Okay, so upside in focus there. Next market. We've got Lloyds Banking with my role model, Antonio Horta Osorio, a man who allegedly earned £10 million two or three years ago, but apparently it's gone down now.
I think it's a little bit less, but you know, he's helped turn that bank around. It is a simpler, more UK-focused, which could be seen as a risk in terms of being too UK-focused and having the biggest mortgage book and hostage to the property market, but that seems to be extremely resilient, even in the face of Brexit. Those numbers are holding up well. The shares reacted well to the prospect of a Macron victory in France, him being pro-business, pro-Brexit, pro-banking, and the prospect of him not being in the least bit interested in Frexit, which will keep the Eurozone together, which is obviously good for banking. The sector is very much based on contagion. So when everyone's happy, everyone's okay with the bank sector does well. The relief rally in France yesterday, what those banks put on,
and the
10% or so.
The government's out of this as well, perhaps.
Government's almost out of it. I think we're just down below 2%. There's talks of that being done pretty soon. That would free it from the shackles of government ownership. It's back to profits, paying dividends, you know, it's making all the right noises for the bank, this bank having returned to potential for a long-term investment, which what it was before the financial crisis, and it was paying a yield of high single digits.
You do want to hold the fair though against the challenger banks such as Metro Bank, which is growing quite rapidly and is set to come into profit fairly soon. So
they are doing very well, but I think it's going to be a long while until we see them really challenging in terms of the numbers. I mean, we saw numbers from Virgin Money, I think, this morning, where their deposits were up 900 million to take them up to just shy of 30 billion. So the data coming out is solid, but the top four are far from being challenged.
Far and away.
I think people still do want a presence on the high street that they can go to just in case. I mean, I know we don't really deal with the high streets unless you've got that odd check to pay in here, but
well, coming from rural Seaford on the south coast, I enjoy having a high street bank. I must say, I'm still old school in that regard.
Prime example. I mean, London might be slightly different, but the rest of the country, I think they still want to keep those. So, results next week. Later this week. Potential, I think, to be a nice clean set of results. No more PPI. Mm. The prospect of that stake being sold down and it being viewed much more favourably in terms of an investment with yield and dividends.
Okay, let's finish off with the euro dollar, where the punt we saw earlier in the start of the finance show, the punters are retail investors are going short. Is that a wise thing to do?
Well, technically, it does look as it may have hit a bit of resistance around 109. So we've had that jump up on the French election. So that was euro positive, eurozone and euro positive. Where we have the risk now is that Trump tomorrow comes out with something exceptionally good on tax. It might not be concrete policy, but it could indeed be plans, which of course would strengthen the dollar and deal a blow to the euro and send it subtly. But that could just keep it in that range, which less than 2 weeks' time, second round of the French election, another relief rally, just sees it bounce again. Sure. So it could actually be a good trading opportunity, unless you see anything particularly good on Europe within the next 10 days or so. So it could be, technically it does look as if it might be slightly overdone. Don't forget also ECB.
Yeah.
If that talks about an exiting strategy for stimulus.
And that's on Thursday,
that could be what we need for a breakout.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how that all that goes. Mike Rendalkin, Head of Research at Ascendo Markets, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.